up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Gina. Gina, glad to have you on screen with us this week.
Hi, thanks. Yeah, poor Kate's in the middle of a move, so I decided to pinch it for her.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Yeah, nicely done. Next, we've got Pete.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, I'm a bit confused. You know, you're all talking about baseball, and I watched this thing with where Nathan Fillion was a cop. Did I watch the wrong thing?
Very much so. On multiple levels, that's the wrong thing to watch. And last but not least, we've got Steve. Steve.
Hey, everyone. I'm hanging in there.
Guys, if you have not already, please like, subscribe, share. We've got some fun shows coming up, and you don't want to miss them. So, as you can tell, we are jumping back into the, bringing back the Peanuts and Cracker Jacks and going into baseball season. Well, baseball season means we try to do this. This will be the second baseball movie we've done around the first of baseball season. Several years ago, we did The Sandlot, which was not evenly reviewed. And then this year, we're going to do the Dennis Quaid movie of The Rookie. Rookie follows a high school teacher who had been drafted, got injured, worked his way back through the minor leagues and ended up pitching for essentially the month of September and then like April and May of the next season. And he gets hurt again and has to have another surgery. And so it's not a super happy ending. And yes, he's still teaching in Texas. Well, he's not still at that small school. And he's actually not still married to the same gal.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. They actually divorced the same year this movie came out.
Oh,
oh wow.
That's sad. Okay.
So, all right. I'm going to start with Pete on this one. What about this movie hit a home run? First, Pete, did I remember you saying you had never watched this movie before?
I thought sure I had seen this. I do enjoy a good baseball movie. And I sat down and I started watching it. And I'm like, I did not see this movie. There was not one bit of it I remembered. So I would have remembered something. I know it's probably 20 years old, right? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. So, but no, I guess I'd never seen it before. And I did enjoy it. I mean, I think in general, baseball movies are, baseball is a big part of American culture. And I think baseball movies work as that idealized version of America, kind of. And so you can tell a good story with baseball because you kind of idealize it. And I'm guessing that this is kind of an idealized version of this guy's story. I thought it was very sweet the way they told it. I liked how, I'm not sure again how true everything was, but that like he used, his story to try to inspire his team. And then in turn, they inspired him to try out, to go back into baseball.
Which according to what I found is what happened.
It is what happened.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, I think it was a very nice story. I think all the acting roles were really good. I think especially Dennis Quaid and Rachel Griffiths as his wife, both really strong performance. Those were actually the main, other than the teenagers on his team and his son, who ended up in 2 and a Half Men, right? He was the half man.
Yeah.
So.
And Magnum P.I. is one of the teenagers. Jay Hernandez.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. Yeah. Jay Hernandez is one of the team, but pretty small. He was one of the smaller roles because I only thought I saw him in a couple of scenes. But I mean, it was, as I said, it was a nice story. It was, a very heartwarming story. So, Steve, what about you? What do you think? What was strongest about it?
I'd say the same thing. The acting, like Dennis Quaid. I think Agnes, as the cute little kid in this type of movie, did it well. It has a good message. It did make me tear up sort of near the end when it's talking about, you know, it's never too late to follow your dreams. So I really liked all of that. It was a good baseball movie. If baseball is your thing, I think I felt like overall it was a good baseball movie. I saw it years ago, so this is the second time. So I enjoyed it. I didn't see myself like turning away or losing interest. So it kept my interest throughout the movie. What about you, Derek?
Well, as you said, if baseball is your thing, you're going to like this movie. And guys, baseball is very much my thing. Our audience may not know this, but I played baseball. I umpired baseball for years. My dad umpired baseball. My son's playing baseball right now. I love baseball. And it's, to me, it's hard to have a bad baseball movie. They're out there, but it's hard to have a bad baseball movie. And that's the first thing I really like about this is the baseball on film was good baseball. Like, it actually is. Yes, Dennis Quaid's not throwing 98 miles an hour. We all know this,
right?
And the sound effect that they added every time he threw was annoying as heck.
I did.
Because yes, you can hear a ball come past. It doesn't sound like that. It does not sound like that at all. But with the acceleration and then getting in to hit the mitt, I understand why they did it.
That said, he looked like a pitcher.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. He definitely looked like he had played baseball. Yes. Well, yeah. And I think that's one of the lessons they learned on some early baseball movies is you want someone who looks like they can play baseball.
Actually throw a ball.
And we'll get into that a little bit more a little bit later in the show as far as like what our favorite baseball movies are, because I've got some thoughts. But I think it's short enough to keep your attention. It's under 2 hours. It's, as you said, this was Angus Jones when he was actually still cute.
Yeah.
This would have been a couple years before Two and a Half Men. Dennis Quaid is best in a comedy. And I would consider this mostly a comedy, at least.
Dramedy. Dramedy.
It's more comedy than drama.
Okay.
Compared to the other rookie that he watched, this is a comedy.
This is a comedy.
No. But overall, I liked it. So, I mean, I thought it was basically a good, did well. So, Gina, how about you?
I am also from a baseball family. Dad played at college. Brother played varsity. Nephews all play. We had to go to all the games, had to go to all the opening days, had to do all this stuff. So I really, from that point of view, enjoyed it. And I'm a teacher. So I love that this is like two stories in one. It's one about him being a teacher. Kids, and it's a movie about following your dreams and being in baseball. So I really liked that. That worked for me really well. That was the home run, was that it's two movies in one. And if you don't like the baseball part, you can like the teacher part. You don't like the teacher part, you can like the baseball part. So that's
fine. Okay. That's fair. So now that's what hit a home run. Steve, I'm going to let you start on this one. What struck out about this movie?
Well, first, the opening scene with the nun and the ending scene with the nuns. I feel like all that could be taken out. It wouldn't have any effect on the movie.
They had also just done Holes with a very, very similar opening and closing.
And was that the same time?
Very, very close. Yes.
Okay. I was also really annoyed by the entire opening sequence of him moving around in pitcher. And he's like a late, like probably sixth grader, maybe middle school. It's hard to tell. And all of a sudden you jump to the adults. I felt that was a weird jump. Like, you're jumping now. Like, there's this huge time. I started annoyed by that. I was also annoyed by, is it this ragtag team that pulls it together and wins? Or is it about this person who is now has this talent, always wanted to be a pitcher, but for some reason did not follow it, and now is going to become a pitcher? I felt like it was
two movies in one.
Yes.
But not done well.
And not done well. So all those things are the things that annoyed me about the movie.
Okay. I'm actually going to pass my turn and I'll come back to me. So Gina, okay, go ahead. Okay.
I agree with you, Steve. It is two movies in one. So that was what hit a home run. It was the teacher part. I loved that. And then is it about this other guy trying to make it as a baseball player? So that annoyed me. The other thing was the pacing was weird. Yeah. Like you said, the pace of it was off for me too. Anyway, that's all. Pete.
Yeah. I'm going with Derek. One of Derek's usual complaints, and it links to what you guys just said. I think this movie was about 20 minutes too long for me. And I think it spent way too much time on the first. It was like two movies, right? It was mm-hmm. the inspiring kid sports story and then inspiring dad sports story. And they were linked together. Okay. But I think that the first story got too much time. And then there were also these other subplots, the relationship with my dad, which honestly could have gone completely. I mean, I get why they did it. The relationship with the wife, which I think was important to the story. But there was just a lot going on in this movie and not at a fast enough pace that I really, yeah. The movie really, it held my attention enough, but there were times where I was like, this needs to go a little faster. And I think somehow they could have edited 20 minutes out of the first movie.
Right.
I think once they got to the second movie, the pace was, yeah, moved faster. And yeah. I think it was okay. But even there was sometimes like when he's like in the bar and talking to the other players and everything like that, I'm like, okay, let's go. But yeah, too much story, I think is the way to say it. Too much story. What do you say, Gina?
One more thing. Also, they didn't really go into the relationship with Brooks, who I had to research. I had to research Brooks and be like, oh, they really were friends. They ended up being really close. Was that guy's name?
The other baseball player. Yeah.
Yeah. That was like so shoved in there, and I had to look up stuff, and like, I don't want to do a research report watching a movie. That was part of it.
Was that real too?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just wasn't his name.
Yeah. Okay. Pete, I will absolutely agree with you. There was 20 minutes of this that could have been cut. Absolutely believe there was 20 minutes of this could have been cut. I would caution you though that if you want to watch, if you wanted more of the second part of the movie, how many baseball games of him struggling than doing better would you have really wanted to watch at the different levels? Because
I don't want the second part of the movie to be longer. The second part of the movie was fine as it was. I just want the first part to be shorter. And even like the subplot with the grass. Did we really need that? I mean, I guess it was supposed to be a little bit funny, but like it didn't really add anything to be like, oh, we can't get the grass grow. Oh, now the grass is growing. You know, I mean, human hair. Keep this ear away. Yeah. That would have been good in Bambi when we watched it a couple of weeks ago. They could have added that bit.
Anyway,
keep Bambi away.
To me, the whole, I've seen the whole, the team wins and the coach goes and pursues his dream. I've seen it done much, much better. Mighty Ducks. But yeah, it was too long. It was too, I did not like the subplot with the parents, because in this kind of thing, it's always the dad that's the bad guy. It's always the dad that's the bad guy. Why does there have to be a bad guy? Why could it not have just been he supported him? But sorry, son, I can't get you somewhere that plays baseball. Because in reality, the high school didn't have baseball. Now, he was on the state winning football team while he was there. They never said that. So it's I don't understand why there has to be a parent villain. It's not Pixar.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
That's or Disney.
That's parent dead. Sorry. But that part, I'm sorry. If you want to watch a movie about minor leagues, go watch Bull Durham. Please go watch Bull Durham. It's so funny. And sadly, not a Disney movie. Otherwise, I would actually have considered it. It's also rated R.
It's not Fox.
For good reasons.
But yeah, the big complaint, yeah, I can see it was too long. So now, before we get into our next question, I want to go back to something that we did the last time we did a sports movie as far as what makes a good sports movie. And these were the criteria that we came up with. Okay? Had to have a likable team or main character you could root for, someone to root against, the team has to or person has to show progress. The biggest thing is at the end, a sense of suspense in the outcome, and the team or person usually wins. In your guys' opinion, just simply based on these criteria, do we meet them with The Rookie? And to me,
in the first movie, yes.
To me, for the most part, we do. You've got both the likable kids and Dennis Quaid. You want him to do well.
Yeah.
The person you want to root against, this is where I honestly think the person you root against is like time and age for him. They tried to make it with the dad, but to me, that didn't work.
No, I agree.
Team shows progress. The kids won how many, like 14, 15 straight or something in order to win it. And then he also got better. Biggest game at the end. I can kind of call this the biggest game at the end for what they did because it was his first major league game.
Okay.
And he did come in and strike a guy out. He actually had four pitches, but he did come in and strike a guy out in his first game. Sense of suspense.
No.
You knew he was going to get called up. I mean, you had to know that he was going to make it. And then the team usually wins. He meets his dream. He is successful. So to me, this meets the qualifications. What's the thoughts of the panel?
Yes, in the go ahead.
No, go ahead, Gina.
I was just going to say, remember, this is two movies, and I think the first movie being about the teacher, yes, this is fits it. For the second movie about the him doing it, some of it, yes, some of it, no. That's my opinion.
Yeah, it actually, again, it kind of does it twice. I think the first time follows this better. The first one with the kids follows this closer. The second one, I don't feel the problem being, you know, we talked about this with Miracle. The problem with a sports movie that's based on a real thing, you kind of knew what was going to happen. And, you know, you kind of knew at the end he was going to succeed, right?
Yeah. And
Miracle still does it well enough that you're like kind of on the edge of your seats. This, I didn't feel like there was ever any doubt that he was going to make it to the major leagues. And, you know, and they put him in this situation where the only option, he's got to strike a guy out, you know, like they're not going to end the movie with him allowing a home run and then he gets sent down to the minors. Right. So, it was, but is it a good sport? It's a good sports movie. It's not a great sports movie.
It's not great. Exactly.
Other than that, I'd say 2 and 5 are the ones where I sort of question. Like, I don't feel like there's anyone really to root against. They try to throw the dad in there. And then 5, I didn't have any of this suspense, even though I knew what was going to happen. Because I've watched other movies, like you said, like I heard someone saying Miracle, where you knew the outcome, but you still were on the edge of your seat. So I like Pete. It was good, but not great.
Yeah. Okay. So that being said, guys, baseball movies are everywhere. There are so many baseball movies. I was just thinking about, if I had time, I would have made a list and I came up with at least 10 to 15 baseball movies. Okay.
At least. Yeah, for sure.
At least. Gina, I'm going to start with you. To you, what is the best baseball movie?
A League of Their Own. That is the best baseball movie. It hits all that criteria and it's about baseball and it's everything there. And Tom Hanks, it's so good. Anyway, that's the other one was Major League. I love Major League. So those are my two. But League of Their Own is the best baseball movie by far for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good movie. I'm going to, my number one, and Derek already mentioned it, is Bull Durham. I think, again, to me, baseball and baseball movies are about the idealization of America and the heart of America and all those things. And Bull Durham is not, like, if you look at his list of what makes a good sports movie, it's not there. But it's a fantastic movie. You know, it starts out talking about the Church of Baseball. And to me, that's what that movie is about, is the Church of Baseball, the religion of baseball. That's for so many people it is. And it really, from everything I know, really gives a feel of the minor leagues. And I've never played baseball. I mean, other than like in gym, but like, I grew up in a sports family, and we used to go not just to Major League Baseball. We go to minor league. I've been to AAA games. I've been to AA games. I've been to single A games. And to me, that movie most captures like what minor league baseball feels 100%. Like. And it's a hilarious movie. And you know, I forgot who was talking about like quote, Kate would always talk about movies they quote. And, there's a few things in Bull Durham I quote a lot, and especially lollygaggers.
So good.
So what about you, Steve?
I disagree with Gina, League of Their Own. Cause I think just the ending where they sort of leave that question of, did she actually drop the ball or did she drop the ball on purpose? Entire thing. And sort of a twist on the baseball movie and sort of a history that's forgotten. The other one came to mind was when I heard we're watching The Rookie, first thing came to mind was Rookie of the Year, which is a totally different movie. But I mean, I look at that movie and it was sort of a nice twist at the end where it was the mom's glove who it was. I guess remember that going, sort of that nice twist. But that's another one. I enjoyed that growing up. I remember watching it. I'm not a huge baseball fan. It moves a little too slow for me. I mean, I've been to games. I live in the Seattle area, so go and watch the Mariners. And I know enough, so I understand the game, but I don't like love baseball.
Your brother wasn't a pitcher. You had like had a count. It'd be like,
Actually, my brother played Little League, and I used to be the person who did the
stats,
the score, the stats. I would track everything.
So you do know how to count have to count the balls and the.
So I do know how to count and then document on the little like etching app. So I know how to do that.
To me, this was one of the hardest questions I've asked on here. Mm-hmm. Because to me, there are so many good baseball movies for different reasons.
Yes.
If you want kid campiness, you go with Little Big League or Rookie of the Year, which is the one about the kid managing the Minnesota Twins.
That was funny. That was funny.
You want to go quotability and funny. Quotability is
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham. Yeah.
Especially 100%.
My son is a pitcher. And so I use so many of those lines, you know, strikeouts are undemocratic. Try to strike everybody else out. You've got seven guys behind you. Come on. I like there's the Tom Selleck, Mr. Baseball. Speaking of someone who cannot play baseball. and one thing that drives me wild at that is at the end, there's a play. He drops on a bunt, and then he shoves the guy out of the way. I tell you this, he's out and they lose the game. But Kevin Costner has done three baseball movies and all of them are good for different reasons. He's done Field of Dreams, obviously.
That's great.
Did you know he actually played college baseball?
Yes.
Had to learn how to not throw like a good, look like someone who did not know what he was doing for Field of Dreams. That's why For the Love of the Game works so well, is because that's one where he's the pitcher for the Tigers and does flashbacks that, again, another movie that takes too long. But I'm sorry, for entertainment value, for quotability, for the most part, the baseball, how do you argue against Major League?
You can't. Major League's so good. That's my favorite. Yeah.
It was It was in the conversation in my head of best baseball movies.
Yeah, first A League of Their Own, but Major League is it's the epitome of baseball.
We're talking Major League One.
Yes, one.
That
Who is not horrible?
Oh, it is.
No. Compared to the others that show up.
I didn't see the rest.
Who is not horrible?
Okay.
Yeah, two is
like Ghostbusters 2. There's moments that are funny, but for the most part, it should go away.
Yeah. So I didn't think anyone would mention this, and no one did, but I want to give props to, and it's definitely a baseball movie, but to me, it's almost a fantasy movie, is The Natural.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't get mentioned a lot anymore when people talk about baseball movies, but it is such a great movie and such a great ending to that movie. And again, it's very fanciful.
Yeah, actually based on a novel called The Natural. Did you know in the novel he strikes out and they lose the game? What? And it's a tragedy. They lose the game. He's accused of cheating and all this kind of stuff.
Wow.
Obviously, they couldn't have Robert Redford do that.
He couldn't cheat.
So part of the reason I think of it is it was shot in Buffalo, New York, which is where I live.
The other one no one has mentioned yet, but got to throw in there is Bad News Bears.
Oh, Bad News Bears is great.
Yeah.
I watched all those. I watched all those on TV.
I don't like Bad News Bears, but a lot of people mention it. Mm-hmm. I don't like either version of Bad News Bears, either the Walter Matthau or the Billy Bob Thornton.
I didn't see Billy Bob.
No. Okay. I saw the original.
I forgot the other thing that bugged me. They talked to all this talk about how he's such a great guy. He's a great coach. He's a great guy. He was going to go to Fort Worth. He was going to leave them.
That's right.
He accepted the job in Fort Worth. He's not coming back.
Yeah.
Did he accept the job? I didn't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
2 weeks. So play for two more weeks. Yeah, he takes the job in Fort Worth. He's not coming back to coach that little podunk team.
Okay, but hear me out on this. He was offered double his salary.
I'm not saying it was the wrong move.
To coach somewhere else.
That's the wrong move.
That does not make him a bad person.
No.
For getting that offer and moving. I agree with you. They basically ignored it.
Yeah. But I probably, honestly, if you pay me double salary, see ya. And all I have to do is coach. And all he was going to have to do was coach baseball. He wasn't even going to have to teach.
Right.
So, wow. Honestly, I'm probably leaving too. But they just kind of gloss over the fact that he asked me, let's focus on one more game and it's your turn now, coach. And he goes on. It's convenient he went on because he wasn't coming back anyway. So,
yep.
Okay. As we always do, we rate movies in cups of pixie dust out of 5. And Gina, I'm going to give you the first shot at this on The Rookie, cups of pixie dust out of 5.
2.5, because it's 2 movies in 1. And that's really, if it was 1 movie, it would probably get a 3. But because it's 2 movies in 1, it's a 2.5. That's why I rated it down.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to give it a 3 because I would recommend it if you're a fan of baseball movies. I think it's a good enough story. As I said, not the best baseball movie by far. Many of the movies we listed are better, but I did enjoy it and I would recommend it to people. And I would even Derek always uses an example. If it came on TV and it was like the last half hour, I would probably still watch it. So, okay. That's fair. 3 I'm going to give it.
I'm with Gina. It's 2.5. It's like I'm right between that 2.5, 3. And with your comment, if it was on, I would probably flip through it. I've seen it. I don't need to see it again.
Fair enough.
I think it was disjointed for me. So 2.5.
And for me, it's a 3.5. Part of it is it gets an automatic bump because of the baseball, to be perfectly honest.
That makes sense.
Part of it is I've been looking back through stuff and it's, I would rather watch it than some of the stuff I've rated as 3s lately.
Okay, so, makes sense.
Yeah. I would rather watch it. If it's on, if I see it on, I'm usually flipping over there and probably watching it if there's something, not something else I want to watch, I'm probably flipping there and watching it. Realistically, as long as it's the championship game or later, I'll probably watch it.
Yeah.
The minor league part, I will probably watch.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
That's good.
Quick question for the group. So you mentioned we did The Sandlot. So this is our second baseball movie. Round robin really quick. Of the two, favorite, because mine's Sandlot. What is it real?
Sandlot.
Of the two, Sandlot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say we have to watch Angels in the Outfield, and I'd say
no. Okay. No. Okay. Well, that one was a theory. It's not on Disney Plus.
Really?
It's a Disney movie that
it's
is
a
not
Disney
on Disney Plus.
And wow.
Why?
I know why. Disney bought the Angels in whatever year, and then they sold the Angels.
Oh,
that
maybe.
Game, that movie probably went with the new owners. You're like, nope, can't use the Angels anymore.
Maybe.
That's my guess.
I don't know. I think they also bought the Anaheim Ducks and then sold them, but Mighty Ducks 2 was on.
Yeah. They got along better with that owner. This owner was kind of a jerk. This owner really hates really hates Anaheim. They renamed them to the LA Angels of Anaheim.
Time out. Disney did not buy the Angels. Disney did not buy the Angels. They were owned by Gene Autry.
Then Disney
No, at this point in time, in the movie, they were still owned by Gene Autry.
Oh, okay.
Because he started the series and owned it until his death, which was after Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, okay.
And then they sold it to another company. Disney never actually owned the Angels, I don't believe. But I know at this point in time when they did the movie, it was still owned by Gene Autry.
Okay, so he was in cahoots.
So Angels in the Outfield was a remake, though, of an older movie.
Really? So, wow.
Yes.
Of a really old, really not good movie.
Yeah, but it was the same premise, though, that like Angels were helping the team. Yeah. But
terrible.
Okay.
I learned something today.
Oh,
and awesome. That's important. The more you know.
Oh, I did the wrong way.
I liked the however I did. Someone did the star movement.
Yeah, we both did, but I went the wrong way.
Okay. Now, in subbing in for Kate, it's time for the Disney Plus. Anyway, first, the Beach Boys actually have a new documentary coming to Disney Plus on May the 4th.
May the 4th be with the Beach Boys.
Yeah, something's got to be with the Beach Boys. I'm actually intrigued because there's enough turmoil with the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
That it could be, if they don't gloss over it, and if it's truly a look into the whole cycle of the Beach Boys, it's not going to be, it won't be Get Back by the Beatles. It shouldn't be one little thing. It's going to be the Beach Boys, which it was never a smooth ride with the Beach Boys.
No.
Next, Hulu has officially launched as part of Disney Plus. This is being accompanied with a big advertising push to try and bring in more subscribers. They've changed the logo, so it starts at green on the bottom and goes to the blue up at the top. I don't see that lasting the entire time, just because
I don't know why.
Yeah. But part of me says they should have either done this further away. They should have done this further away from the Taylor Swift movie to figure out if it was Hulu that was driving the subscriptions or if it was Taylor Swift conference that was driving subscriptions. And so they could bring in more or not. Like bring in more concert movies to try that or not.
Or not. Right.
So. And then on Earth Day, April 22nd, we'll once again feature new Disney nature films. Tiger on the Rise and The Secrets of the Octopus will all arrive that day. Tiger, I know at least, is one of those, it follows a tiger in the wilds in Asia. It is feature length, I know. Tiger on the Rise is actually about the repopulation program that's gotten tigers. Like, there are more wild tigers than there have ever been. Than there have been in the last 20 years.
That's great.
So, that'd be fun. Very possible. We've got a couple slots open in May. We may end up watching one of those. So, but we will make sure, honestly, guys, we'll make sure we watch one of them first to make sure at least one of us likes it.
Sounds
because good. We all remember Jane. So,
I vote against Secrets of the Octopus because how many secrets can there really be of octopus?
A lot. Oops, sorry. A lot.
Octopi are really cool, though.
Okay,
they are cool, but I don't know if an hour of watching them
And it, well, since it's a 3-episode series season.
Oh, is it?
3-episode. Yeah.
That's not a Disney Nature film then. That's a series. No,
but it's also coming out on, I think that's a National Geographic, but it's also coming out on Earth Day. So, okay. Next week, with the eclipse happening on the 8th, I wanted to do something space based. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing Mars and Beyond. This is one of the old Disneyland specials with Walt Disney. It's from the 1950s. It was right around the time in the late 50s. This and Man in Space were actually seen as the two main films that helped get NASA public excitement. These two films actually helped get NASA, people excited about NASA.
Public on board.
Yeah. Huge space fan. I mean, you're going to see Wernher von Braun is in this movie.
Yeah. Cool.
It has some of the old cartoons. It has an old cartoon section. It's got some really, they imagine what life would be like on Mars. Cause you got to remember, this is before any kind of telescopes could actually see the surface and anything. Cause you take any kind of telescope from here and there's like gray and green shadows. If you take a picture over the surface of Mars. So what is that? So I love this. Honestly, I love this. And I'll tell you guys already that I love this as a great piece of nostalgia. And please look at it through those lenses.
Yes.
And in the science fiction vein as we go into next week. So, and it's short. It's only like 45, 50 minutes. Oh, so, cool. Guys, if you have any suggestions, please email us at plusplatoon@gmail.com. We've got some spots open in May and June that we're going to need some suggestions for. We have new shows every week on YouTube and all the major podcasting services for Gina, Pete, and Steve. We've got Kate getting moved, so we'll see her next week, and we will see all of you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
For watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcast and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @PlusPlatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.